Well, we are investigating the Uganda Ministry of Health, of course, who's in the lead. There are officials from CDC, from WHO, helping to support the investigation. There are several main thrusts to what's happening right now. We need to know what the source of the infection is so that we can stop that. We need to set up proper infection control procedures in a designated hospital or hospitals so that those who have been infected with Ebola don't infect others. We need to get proper clinical management in place. Those are some of the things that we need to do. And we also are still waiting for a second lab confirmation of the virus.
But do you have an idea about the total number of cases and the number of deaths?
Well, the numbers will change. And we're still looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 cases, if not a few more. The fatality rate is approximately 65% for the moment, which is unfortunately very high, but the norm for what we see from Ebola Sudan outbreaks. We believe this is the Sudan substrain of the Ebola virus.
And how many deaths?
Approximately 13 to 14.
Reports are saying that at least one person has died from the capital of Uganda, Kampala. Should we fear the worst now?
No, we must be very careful in reporting. The person was infected in Kabale and was then transported by ambulance to Mulago Hospital in Kampala for treatment. The person was not infected in Kampala.
So what are the areas most affected by the disease?
It's the Kabale district, west, northwest of Kampala. I believe it's between 200 and 300 kilometers away from Kampala. There have been no infections so far in Kampala.
And reports are saying also that 9 of the 14 deaths have occurred in a single household. Do you have an explanation to that?
Unfortunately, that's very, very common for what happens in an Ebola outbreak, because one of the most common ways in which Ebola is spread is by the washing or handling of a dead body. So often what you see is when a funeral occurs, the person who is the subject of the funeral, the first person to have died, is often the index case in an Ebola outbreak. And then all the family members who contribute to the preparations of the body for burial get infected by preparing the dead body. So that's why it's often all in one family, the majority of cases. And then the second most vulnerable group often is healthcare workers, because the first healthcare workers on a scene don't realize that they're dealing with Ebola and so don't use proper barrier and infection control techniques.
And what action must be taken to avert the spread of the disease?
One of the things which will be very important and which we understand that the government of Uganda is already doing is working on social mobilization or social sensitization of people in the area, that they have to change certain practices until this outbreak is over. So one of these practices is traditional funeral and burial techniques, for example. And Ebola is spread by contact with an infected person's bodily fluids, any of the bodily fluids. Ebola is so infectious that even if you touch an infected person's skin, you can be infected. So there need to be precautions taken in that point of view.
Does WHO recommend any travel or trade restriction to Uganda?
Definitely not. WHO does not recommend any travel or trade restriction.